fighting for America.
I've really enjoyed the campaign. It's been a good experience to travel our state.
I think it was a great way to wrap up what has been a very energetic campaign.
Fighting for Idaho.
Politics is a lot like riding a tiger, and that's really true. You never know when the tiger's going to buck you off and eat you.
Everything we do helps somebody else, not help somebody else. You have to do what you really believe is right.
Fighting for you.
I'm voting because I care about gun control.
I'm voting for education, health care.
I'm voting because when I was growing up, my father told me that if you don't vote, then you have to shut up.
Boise's Mr. Right.
On November 4th, make sure you go out and vote.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here this morning. Thank you all for being here. 6:05 as we start your day. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And if you're just waking up and you're looking for something to do tonight for a good time, come on, hang out with me. I will be at the Riverside Hotel along with all the folks from the Republican Party. I'll be live blogging. So if you're one of these people that have your multiple electronic devices, you know, you're watching TV, you're listening to the radio, the AM radio, because you can't get enough of Crazy Clive or Clyde from Portland or Coast to Coast, and then you're monitoring the election results, hey, on your Kindle, your pad, your tablet, whatever, give us a take on the blog. I'll guarantee we'll make it entertaining for you this evening. Of course, we'll have real-time results. So if you're like Kevin Miller, and you're working, maybe you're in your car, you're working security, you're doing something like our friend John at the Village at Meridian, or Nolan, or security guard Mike, and you don't have access to a lot of things, and you're wondering, oh my goodness, did the governor get reelected? Which, you know, I'm fixated on. We're going to provide that for you. So Dave Burnett will be updating the website. I'll be blogging, trying to be creative. Hopefully a literary career will come out of it. We'll see what happens. But we start today with the election. And here's the skinny. And, you know, you heard at the top of the hour, the Republicans are going to take over. And everything is going to be wonderful. Well, remember the last time the Republicans were in power? Heck, they passed a lot of stuff and made Bill Clinton look good. And perhaps maybe even George Bush look good. So now they're going to have the House and the Senate. The media already is saying that this is everybody hates the Republicans. They perhaps hate Obama more. But in reality, maybe this is what it takes to get people's attention. I've been arguing for years that you wait till Election Day and you let your voice be heard. Now, there's going to be a lot of cosmetically young, attractive women working at the Star polling booth that I go to every year. And I look forward to having a nice politically correct exchange with them as I vote. And hopefully there'll be lines. But I don't want everybody to vote. Let me repeat that to you here at 580KIDO. I don't want people to vote. You know who I want to vote? I want people like you to vote. I don't want the ne'er-do-wells, the nitwits, the non-political followers that listen to the decadent, deplorable, cavity-ridden, mind-rotting FM stations that don't get it. Look, if you know more about Taylor Swift and Spotify or Pandora, then stick with what you know. Let's face it, how many times do we have some charismatic politician come up and promise a bunch of things to the dummies? And let's just call them that, dummies, that don't care to be informed. And the only reason why the dummies are thinking about voting today is because they're guilted into it, or maybe they had a good civics teacher in high school. But in reality, you know, it's kind of like folks, and with respect, because we're going to talk about religion here for a minute, that say, you know, I'm spiritual but not religious. Well, I'm going to vote, but I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to pull the lever. We've had enough of those dummies. In fact, I'd rather have 15% of the smart people. And if you're smart, you're seeing things the way I see it. Chuck, chuck, ha, ha, kid, kid. as opposed to people that are going to go, hey, this sounds good. So we'll see. And another thought on Election Day here, by the way, at 580-5436, your thoughts welcome as well. Another thought on Election Day is, at least nationally, is it really going to change? You know, when you have Mitch McConnell going, we're going to pass immigration reform. Sorry, I'm showing my ignorance here, especially Mrs. Miller goes, don't call me dude. Kevin, don't call me dude. Okay, Mrs. Miller, I'm not calling you dude. Dude, nobody wants the immigration reform. Who wants the immigration reform? The big money corporations that want the indentured servitude, the big money tech firms that want the indentured servitude to the people that can come in and they can go, well, Billy, we'll send you back to India if you don't work 27 hours. And poor Billy, and in the old days we do a Indian-like voice, but we won't because we're politically correct. But what about my rights? You don't have any rights. You're a prisoner of the corporation. What's indentured servitude? Used to be how you'd pay your way over here from to the colonies. You'd get your trip paid for, and then you'd have to work for free for 5 years to pay it off. Kind of like credit cards before now. But anyway, I digress. So voting today. A, let's make sure it's a low, well-thought-of turnout and that your vote counts even more, right? That's what I'm talking about. We've got to get more people. No, we don't. We need to just get our people out. And number two, I'm worried about the great betrayal. The great betrayal, my friends. And look, I'm here to inspire you, to provoke you, to make you laugh in the morning. You know, yesterday our friend Gene and Cuna, very forthright, talking to Dave Petzo about his need to save for retirement. God bless him. Works 7 days a week. He's a crazy man. Glad he's on our team. And when I take a look at the opportunities today, look, NAFTA, which sent all our jobs overseas, that was passed by the Republicans and the Democrats. So when you take a look at the job opportunities today, the world's become the radio industry. Much less jobs today than there were 10 or 20 years ago, Bunky. So when all of a sudden the Republicans, and I believe Congressman Simpson and Labrador, start yapping about immigration reform, and I believe our senators as well. There's one guy from Alabama, and maybe I should try and pull some strings to get him on, a true patriot, Jeff Sessions, who says, look at this issue that we have economically. The unemployment rate has not gone down because people have gotten more jobs. The unemployment rate has gone down because people have just said, enough. We'll be seeing you. I'm done. I'm going to live off the government. I'm serious. So the unemployment rate hasn't gone down because we've had more jobs. And so where are the more competitive jobs? On the lower end. So if you flood the market with newly legalized illegals, they're going to take those lower end jobs. In fact, what the state of New Hampshire, which we'll be getting a live report from Bill Marcus today about their contentious Senate race. 95% of the new jobs went to people not born in America. In Tennessee, 70% of the jobs went to people that weren't born in America. And that's progress? So when the Republicans start talking about, hey, everybody, we're going to be good, look at your kid with the student loan debts. Look at the kid and wonder if they're going to have the same opportunities. Every person, every American should live up to the dream that our parents had for us, that we would live a better, more productive life than them. We owe that to them. You owe it to them, don't you? So when the Republicans take over and the Harry Reid filibusters leave, I'm not too sure that's a good thing. Are you? When it comes to political parties, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, do you believe one side or the other?
Well, Kevin, you can't check out, dear Kevin. You're bad, you little Kevin Miller.
No, I'm not. Number one, we don't want everybody to vote because they're dummies. Number two, let's face it, when the Republicans get in? Are they going to make a deal with Obama because, well, we just want to pass things because we want to get somebody who's not conservative and who's politically correct so we can elect somebody that gets trounced in the national elections by the libs? Look, I don't mean to be a negative Nelly. I'm just telling you the truth. A, vote today because your vote will offset 10 dummies. And number two, the National Republican Party, if they get power, they're going to have the same problem that you have here in Idaho because you're going to have the grassroots disagreeing with the establishments. Let's go to Linda in Emmett at 580-KIDO. She would be our Megyn Kelly of the Kevin Miller Show. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
Always, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. No, I wanted to call in and kind of chime in with what you were talking about with voting and how important it is, and my rant has always been, if you don't vote, shut up, I don't want to hear you.
Right.
And, you know, you've got no reason to complain. And, yes, a lot of these guys, once they get into office and they've been there for 110 years, there gets to be a little, shall we say, good old boy routine going. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And I'm sure it would probably 95% be, well, you know, I could really use some help with this party that I'm working with. So can I ask you for a loan, and then we'll pay you back when he wins? And of course, it, you know, I would assume it would never happen like that. But this election.
Well, let's face it, Linda. Let me hit you with this. Don't you agree with me, and want to make sure that the dummies don't vote?
Exactly.
Make sure the dummies don't vote. Number one, and number two. How about this? Do you believe that the Republicans are going to make a difference anyway, or is it just gobbledygook?
I'm hoping they do, but like you said, there's gobbledygook on both sides of the house. It's ridiculous. I'm so fed up with it. When it starts and the end. You know, not that I don't enjoy listening to a good political debate, because I do, but when it gets to the point where they start promising us things that we know we'll never see in our lifetimes, at any rate, it makes me angry, and it goes totally against the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights.
Well, I agree with you, Linda, but the bottom line here is, you know, if you don't vote, you're just like everybody else that, you know, is checked out. So I think that we should encourage people not to vote if you're a dummy, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, you know, I think we have to watch these guys to make sure that they don't double-cross us with the immigration.
Exactly. That's the part that's scary. You know, it would be, you know, here I go with my pen and my phone. I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
You know, why has someone done something about the immigration thing and all
well,
these
they,
kids?
They don't want to. Linda, I got to run.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye. 580-KIDO, we go to Martha's email. What gives, Kevin? I turned you on at 6 and turns you back off quick because you were trying to paint a black picture of a possible Republican win. I don't appreciate you knocking out hope for a better future, so I hope if I turn you back on, you are more optimistic, or back off you will go, Kevin Miller. Wow, Martha. I don't think I think I'm painting a realistic view. We could be Pollyanna and say, hey, this is great. I do believe that. But on the other hand, the Republicans have shown a propensity to double-cross folks as much as the Democrats. They just do it in a more lighthearted manner. My point being, number one, people talk about a low voter turnout. I think it's a good thing. Do you? look, that means we have more power. Number one. Number one. Number two, at 580KIDO, let's face it. The Republicans passed NAFTA and GATT and everything else and have been a friend to big business. What about being a friend to the American voters? Is that not true? Should we just lie and go, I think it's going to be a great day? 620, we'd love to hear from you next. 45 in Boise, time for traffic.
If you want things to change, you can't vote for the same people. It's just that simple.
This is my right.
The polls open at 8 o'clock today.
It's not good enough to just complain about the Democrats.
We have to be at the polls. Bring your kids, bring your families, bring your neighbors. Get that cousin out the couch.
Higher spending, more taxes.
We will change the direction of this great country in the right way.
Talking about freedom.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Another email from Martha. I don't know if my message got through, so I'm sending another. Lay off the dark and gloomy positions on the election, or I'm going to another station. Well, Martha, each and every day, you have a right to vote. Unlike the politicians, we're held accountable to people like you each and every day. And if you don't like the content, I'm sorry. But it is the truth. And the truth being, whether or not the Republicans winning will in fact change your life. Think about that for a minute. As we get a little choked up, it's a serious issue when we're talking about the election. But how many of us will take it seriously? How many of our lives will change? That's the big issue, is it not? Think about that as we take a tour around the West.
Colorado is the majority maker. Colorado is the way to make Harry Reid a footnote in history.
Yes. But will, and that's Cory Gardner, Republican running in Colorado, it would be great if the GOP could retake Colorado. But on the other hand, just because you have an R next to your name, does that mean that your life is going to get better? Now, it can't get any worse under Obama. However, we talk about the health exchange and the repeal. Does anybody believe that the president would allow the repeal of the health exchange, that the president would work with the Republicans to repeal this devastating legislation? Now, we hear the promises, I'm looking out for you and everything of that nature. But when it comes to voting today, are we really making a difference? Here's Mitch McConnell.
That's what it's been the last 6 years. The spending, the borrowing, the taxing, the overregulation, the slow growth, the threat to the next generation. These people need to be stopped.
We'll see about that. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And this is interesting. Do you believe that we're a racial country? That we're racially insensitive? That we're racially intolerant? Well, our daddy, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is sending election monitors to the polls. He's going to be looking for race-based discrimination. We've already figured out that there are inadequate resources for non-English-speaking voters. Now, let me hit you with this one. If you don't speak English, should you really be voting? One more time, if you don't speak English, should you really be voting? And how about all those ALEC accusations that if you elect a Republican, it's Ferguson all over again. They're going to Ferguson the president. Really? Is Eric Holder checking on those things? And my favorite from the state of Alabama, the Yellowhammer state, there's a flyer saying that if the Republican wins, the Klansmen are coming back. Unfortunately, this is where we need the power of prayer. And this is where we need actually the power to overcome the divisiveness that race has become in this society. Remember, the entertainer-in-chief was supposed to be elected to end racism. He's expanded it, has he not? Where is Eric Holder going to investigate all these flyers about Ferguson? Probably not. Will the Congress hold Eric Holder accountable? Probably not. But on this day when people are pumped up to vote, and I'm going to vote, I'm sure you're going to vote, there is a bitterness here that needs to be explored at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, if you elect the Republicans nationally, do you have faith in them that change will happen? Well, at least we won't have Harry Reid involved, and that's incremental. I get that. I totally get that. But do you trust them to do the right thing? Now, maybe you're like a lot of folks that you're not in the, you know, you don't have to go to the hospitals a lot, right? But you deal with health insurance, you deal with medical. It's a joke. And we haven't even begun to feel the pain, have we? To Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning to my wife, too, if she's on her way to work, too. Hey, Kevin, I wanted to weigh in this morning. You know, you're talking about the Democrats using some of their ads, saying that they're going back to the Klansmen and so forth. You know, this is what upsets me so much about the Republicans. Because, you know, they have such a platform to stand on that in the South, almost all your Democrats were Klansmen, KKK members. And during the Civil Rights Movement, the National Rifle Association was defending black Americans' right to own firearms because the Democrats in the South wanted to take that right away from them. But you never hear the Republicans get in their face and say, you know, the true Klansmen are the Southern Democrats and so forth. But like I said, you know, they can't argue their way out of a paper bag, and they don't get their message out, or they're afraid to get tough.
You are correct, but we hear we're going to stop him now.
Well,
I doubt that. I think what's going to be scary if the Republicans win nationally, and I hope that they do here at 580-KIDO, is that Mitch McConnell and Boehner start cutting deals with Obama to get things done. Because we need to get things done.
Exactly. They need to take the initiative and take charge, and we'll see what happens. But they're just so afraid that if they could get a good message out there and educate the American people during the Civil Rights Movement, if it wasn't for the Republican Congress, there probably wouldn't be the freedoms that they have, or at least back then it may have taken longer. But, you know, they don't even talk about history, which is not too long ago, and kind of enlighten people a little bit.
Well, history doesn't favor them. Jim, you have a great day, and hello to Jim's wife as well. Good morning.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
For a clue on our $1,000 cash call, listen to Kevin Miller weekday mornings at 7:20. He'll tell you when to be listening for our cash call. $1,000 twice a day, Monday through Friday, on 580-KIDO.
And that's a good deal. Maybe we should start paying people to vote. Kay Miller with you here. 580-KIDO, joined now by State Representative Vito Barbieri. State Representative Barbieri, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for allowing me a few minutes this morning.
So, what do you make of this election, just from your perspective? And we'll talk a little bit about this amendment coming up. But as an operative, as an elected official, how do you see this playing out?
Well, it looks to me like, you know, Idaho is very much going to follow the national trend, which is to swing further to the so-called right. I think that the progressive Democrats have just overplayed their hand all the way across the board, and, you know, regular people with common sense recognize that there's got to be a change. They're just hoping that electing Republicans will make that change.
Yeah, you see, you bring up a good point. a lot more astute than I have. I'm urging people that aren't informed not to vote, number one, because we don't need more dummies influencing our lives. But number two, people should look at whether Republicans or Democrats. And, you know, just because you're a Republican doesn't mean necessarily mean you're going to, you know, do what's right, as we've seen in the past.
Yeah, that's true on a state level as well as the national level.
So one thing that I'm wondering about is, could the Republican win actually be bad for us, because all of a sudden you're going to have McConnell and Boehner cutting deals with the president?
Well, you know, my thought is that the federal level is just so messed up from on so many different levels that, you know, it really will be. The question is, how much will policy change? And you know, and some people say that gridlock on the national level is a good thing, because more federal laws and more federal regulations just make our lives more, you know, complex and difficult here on the state level. So, you know, it goes across the entire board, but you raise an interesting issue.
How do you see this election influencing the legislature coming back?
Here on the state level?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that it will too much. Here in the North, we've had a lot of those that had supported the Obamacare had been removed in the May election. So I'm hoping that there'll be a little bit more support for the conservative Republicans. I should say the Republican conservatives. But anyway, but in the long run, in terms of leadership and their influence, it's probably not going to affect too much.
Well, let's talk about this constitutional amendment, H.R. 2. We had a friend of ours, Cheryl, who wanted to know about it, and Ray Amaya said it would be good for folks to kind of figure out what they're voting for.
Yeah, it is a little bit confusing on the ballot, and I've gotten several phone calls over this campaign season here with respect to the wording and some of the issues. But, you know, the different ways to approach this at this point, some history in terms of the separation of powers and the ability for the legislature to oversee those rules that are being passed by the executive branch and the agencies, the bureaucracies. And my understanding that some years back, maybe about a decade or so, two decades ago, there was a Supreme Court ruling 3-2 that said that this was not a violation of the separation of powers, that the legislature could oversee the rules and regulations of the agencies, either accepting or rejecting, because those rules and regulations are passed in pursuance to the laws. They're passed for enabling the laws. And so to make sure that they are passed with the rules and regulations are promulgated in accordance with what the legislature had in mind when they passed the law, that we would have that ability. My thinking is that going forward, we want to be able to establish that. See, what we're talking about is administrative law. And administrative law has become a power unto itself, because the agencies not only have the power to enact these rules, but they have the power to enforce these rules. And they have the power of the judiciary to rule on someone's whether or not a rule affects an individual. So in and of themselves, administrative law has become a kind of a power of its own. And the legislature needs to grab a hold of that power and make sure that it's not, you know, further abused. One way of doing that would be for us to amend the Administrative Procedures Act to allow or to require both houses to approve a rule before it can become a permanent rule. Right now, only fee rules, those rules that affect fees, change fees, add fees, have to be passed by both houses before it can become a permanent rule. I'd like to see that we extend that same power to all rules so that we can slow down this rulemaking process. And they have to convince, the agencies have to convince both houses of the legislature that this rule is appropriate and therefore should be made permanent. So going forward, if we were to do that, I think it would be challenged. And if it's challenged, we want to have this power, this authority, cemented into the Constitution so that when the Supreme Court looks at it, they say, well, the legislature passed it by more than two-thirds. The general voters passed it by more than 50%. So it's a power that is cemented into the Constitution and therefore can't be overturned.
Well, that didn't work out too well for gay marriage, didn't it? Or same-sex marriage.
Well, you know, that's another issue altogether. Now we're talking about social engineering, and, you know, that's suddenly there's a whole different array of priorities.
Yeah, let me hit you with this one. Are we a conservative state, or have the libs taken over?
You know, that's a very difficult question, because when I first was elected 4 years ago, everyone, and really naive and new, this was the reddest of the red states, reddest of the red states. And what did that mean? Well, I thought it meant conservative, but really it didn't mean that at all. I mean, we ended up the only Republican state that passed the Obamacare debacle. So, I mean, you know, whether or not we've been taken over or not, I think they have a huge influence, and that's because I think there are a lot of Democrats that run as Republicans.
Well, I would agree with you on that, and you make some good points. I mean, you're a smart guy. You're active in the movement. What's the future for people that have lived here all their lives, or people that have moved here from California or other places, because it's how America used to be, and you know, people are calling Boise Little Portland.
Well, and there is some problems in terms of the urbanization of, you know, the legislature in and of itself. You know, I think that the social engineers have did an excellent job when they did the redistricting, and that was taking, you know, both parties, really. The future, in my mind, it may appear bleak, but as I explained to a lot of my constituents, a lot of voters, you know, this may be because of the power of the social engineers nationwide, and the power of the media in that same thrust, this may be a losing battle. But that does not mean that we should not engage and we shouldn't continue to articulate the traditional American values that built this country. And those values just get, you know, all they get is lip service these days. We really need to implement policies that will allow, you know, people to have the freedom and the liberty to act on their own responsibly to build this economy up. And then we get into that area. But, I mean, the bottom line is we can't expect tax policy to be the sole driver of economics. We've got to have an ability of the 18-year-old to start working on cars in his garage without all the licenses, without all the rules and regulations keeping him down. There's got to be a way to start this engine up by going back to the traditional values that we had before without all this micromanagement of rules, regulations, laws, environmental issues. We've got to figure that out, or, you know, nothing's going to get done. We're just going to continue in this malaise.
Well, we appreciate it, Representative Barbieri. We need to have you back. Don't be a stranger.
Oh, thank you very much for the time, Kevin. It was nice talking to you.
All right, take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, do you believe this election will matter? You have to vote. You have to be involved. But what's it going to take to make our lives better? 580-5436. I'd like to hear from you next. My name is Kevin Miller. Time for traffic on
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
K. Miller in the morning. Quickly to Tom Munns, tommunns.com. Hello, Tom.
Have you heard any more crap in your whole life than election season? Mitt Romney says, vote for Butch Otter. Really? He's the one that platformed Obamacare and allowed gay marriage in the state. Are we seeing any continuity there? Vito's one of the best people we have, Kevin. I'm glad you had him on there. But the one thing I have to say about HJR 2 or whatever it is, the amendment, this country is so far beyond the constitutional check and balance and separation of power, it doesn't matter what you do to an amendment. The fact of the matter is, the amendment is redundant in the fact that we're run by administrative law anymore, and every check and balance has been blurred. Every one of them. You've got the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch meeting in behind closed doors all the time, creating policy. We're run by policy where there's supposed to be an enactment clause by the legislature for every single law that's ever passed. And if there is, it's been influenced by something other than the people. I mean, what exactly does Idaho think we are? When you ask if we're conservative, we're neoconservative, which means we are Trotskyite-style Marxists.
Most people, that's over their head.
Well, all you have to do is look up people like Irving Kristol and look up the foundation of that and how it infiltrated the Republican Party and tore it apart. Most Republicans think they're patriots, and they have no idea that the expansion of social services and unconstitutional wars and all that, if you support all that, you are not a true American constitutional patriot, period. I mean, you can write 14 amendments, and what do state constitutions matter anyway, Kevin? Look what happened with gay marriage. You're absolutely right on that.
Great point. Tom, got to run to traffic. Thank you, our great friend TomHunts.com. Hello, Dave. Thank you very much, Larry. Coming up next, State GOP Chairman Stephen Yates joins us. We'll break down the election, and we'll talk a little international security. Keep it here next.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.